Friday, August 19th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, as I was preparing for our recording session today, I came across a very interesting article this past Tuesday, August the 16th. It is a day in which three American icons all passed away on the same day. Three giants of American pop culture, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, the Sultan of Swat, Babe Ruth, and the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, each were summoned to the Royal Court of Immortality on this day in history, so says Fox News, August the 16th. Franklin passed away in 2018, Ruth passed away in 1948, and Presley passed away in 1977. Harry, two of those three died incredibly young.
I am old enough to have been present in the heyday of two of those, Aretha Franklin, and then Elvis, who broke onto the scene when I was just getting started in elementary school, but I was not around under Babe Ruth. And by the way, I love the way the Fox News presented it, the Queen of Soul, the King of Rock and Roll, and the Sultan of Swat. They entered into the court of immortality. Well, the reality is you don't enter immortality. You're born with the anticipation of everlasting existence, and there's two destinations. One is under the righteous judgment of God, and that's hell, and the other is by the grace of God, knowing the saving work of Christ, you enter into the everlasting blessings of a new heavens and a new earth. In that judgment, there is isolation and torment. And in the other, there is a new heavens and a new earth. But that is entered upon not the court of immortality, but through the court of the Almighty, where the Lord God is judge, who will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. And we all arrive there with sinful hearts and sinful records if we haven't come to Christ and we're under his judgment. See, Fox News is saying in their headline is that when they died, they became immortal, and they're speaking culturally that we're still talking about them. My goodness, every year there is an Elvis lookalike contest, and he has become a model for singer after singer in not only the world of rock and roll, but the world of pop music, and not only pop and rock and roll, but also soul, and not only soul, but also country western.
There's a whole new generation of Elvis followers, Elvis fans. This new Elvis movie that just came out has given his music a resurgence. In fact, just last week on the Billboard Top 100 albums, an album by Elvis, which contained his greatest hits, broke into that billboard. It's been decades since the last time Elvis Presley was in that position.
Babe Ruth grew up in an orphanage, and that's an interesting story as to how he found acceptance and significance in baseball. But Aretha Franklin and Elvis, their roots go back to the church. Elvis from the Pentecostal side of Christianity, and Aretha in the gospel side of the historic Black Christian church. And interestingly, it was Elvis who would admit that he was trying to marry gospel music with some of the current trends of quote-unquote rock and roll, and Aretha, who would bring the gospel sound and thus the invention of the whole concept out of the Black community. First of all, the Black Christian community brought jazz, and then the Black Christian community brought what we call soul music itself in terms of its religious themes and quote-unquote vibes that it has. You know, we always wonder, where were they spiritually? Well, obviously, I leave the judgment to the one that sits on the throne. But what's very interesting is, like, there were times where Elvis was told, you're not to sing any religious hymns. And he would tell them, no, I'm going to do. Even two different occasions made what became great sellers in opposition to his recording company and his manager, Colonel Tom Parker. He recorded these albums on hymns that he would sing. He drew from such gospel groups as the Stamps and the Imperials and the Cathedrals. My kids, we always took our vacation in the middle of August for 2 weeks as a family every year, and wherever we went, we knew there would be a steady diet of Elvis movies available on the television because that was commemorating the time of his death. And then, as you've said, there's another resurgence through this new Elvis movie directed by Tom Hanks. So, Tom, there's no doubt there is a cultural immortality here. But what I want people to understand is, here is the truth. All are sinners. All of us are born dead in our sins. Dust we come from, and to dust we return in these bodies because of the curse of that sin. But we do not cease to exist. Immortality is not simply a cultural factor for famous people. Immortality is a spiritual reality for all people. And there are two destinations, and where you're headed is directly related to what happens here. In this life, it is appointed unto men once to die. Nobody escapes it, no matter how famous, no matter how rich, no matter how powerful, no matter how talented. We all have a divine appointment of death. Then the scripture says, it is appointed unto men once to die, and then the judgment. And at that judgment seat, we all stand under the blazing, searching eye of God's judgment, who is holy, 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 and in whose presence even the perfection of the angels are reduced to trembling. Even the doorpost of eternity, the inanimate objects tremble in his sight. But here's the great news. It is that God who sits with an inflexible judgment on that day. As God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and he came into this world the first time not to bring judgment, but to bear judgment for you. So that on that day at the judgment, your judgment will have already taken place, because Jesus has paid the penalty for your sins at the cross. And Jesus will send his Spirit to take you from the despair of what you think is an insignificant life and the despair we see in the lives of those whom we call significant culturally. All die and all find out that this life does not bring what we were made to know, and that is the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord comes through Christ, and the best is yet to come. When I think of the fact that all die, all face God at the judgment, but there is the glorious good news that this God, who is the inflexible judge, he saved you from your sins and saved you from himself as your final judge by giving his Son, who took your place and your judgment, so that on that day you can hear, "Enter in," and enter in to glory. An older lady said to her young pastor, "At my funeral, I want an open casket, put a Bible in my left hand and put a fork in my right hand." He said, "Well, why do you want to do that?" She said, "That Bible, the Word of God, led me to the God of the Word, and he never failed me. And praise God, I'm on my way to meet him because he has promised me. When I get there, he won't say, 'Why are you here? Because you read your Bible? Why are you here? Because you gave your money?'" Praise God for all of that. But the Bible tells me when I get there, I will be accepted because he said, "Truly, truly, he who believes in me has eternal life. And I have Christ and Christ has me." They said, "Well, why the fork?" She said, "Don't you love it at a meal when the hostess comes by, picks up the plate and says, 'Save your fork'? Because you know, at the meal, the best is yet to come." And that's what I want you to tell people. I have loved my life in Christ, but I am now with him, and the best is always yet to come.
As we close out, let me remind you to download the Briarwood app. It's easy to do. Go to your favorite app store, type in Briarwood PCA. You'll have access to a number of great Christian resources that will assist your walk in Jesus Christ. Along with the audio of Today in Perspective, you'll also find Fresh Bread, a 5-minute daily devotional with Harry. Well, thanks for being with us this week. Have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join God's people in the worship of our Heavenly Father on Sunday, then stop by again on Monday for a conversation and a biblical worldview application as we put the issues of today in perspective.